Hello everyone, and welcome to the pilot episode of Study Buddies. Before I begin this lesson, I'd like to briefly explain what we're hoping to do with Study Buddies. If you want more information on who we are and what we plan to do in the future, then please read the description page on our iTunes. In a nutshell, Study Buddies is going to be a collection of podcasts. All of these podcasts are going to feature audio revision for numerous subjects covered at both GCSE and A-level. All of the content in these podcasts have been written by students who have already gained high grades in the particular subject. For example, this pilot episode is covering an area of business studies. So, the script would have been written by a student who has gained at least a C grade or higher in business studies at either GCSE or A-level. What we hope to do is reduce the amount of posh words and complicated terms which textbooks tend to use. What we want these podcasts to be are funny and relatable information for all of you guys out there to hopefully improve your revision technique. Hopefully, we'll impress you enough to make you leave a few comments as, if this pilot episode is successful, we'll start to get down to business, producing more podcasts for a variety of different subjects before your summer exams. Right, on to our pilot episode. This is Study Buddies, covering the Boston Matrix. Imagine that you are running a successful company which sells different gardening products. Your company is doing pretty well, but you want to know what opportunities there are for you to expand in the marketplace. This would get you some more money so you could move into a fancy new building in the city centre. The store has just had a really busy day, and you've just said goodbye to Julie and Ken, who work for you as sales assistants. You start to walk around your gardening shop and start to make note of products which you think are doing really well, the ones which are doing okay, and the ones which aren't selling very much at all. But then you trip. Ugh, typical. Ken's left one of your latest products in the walkway, and it just turns out to be one of those singing fish statues which a bidding businessman flogged to you a few weeks ago. These haven't really been selling a lot at all. After all, who would want a statue of a fish who sings songs from the 80s? Suddenly, you have a fantastic idea. You'll use the Boston Matrix you learnt about in your class at school to categorise all of these products into a grid for your small gardening shop to find out which ones have the potential to gain high market growth and which ones have high market share. By doing this, you'll know exactly what products need more attention placed onto them, such as advertising or special promotions, in order to make you more revenue. You go to your office, grab a board pen and a whiteboard, splitting the board into four separate squares. The left of the bottom two squares has low market share and low market growth, whilst the top left square has low market share but a high market growth potential. The square at the bottom right has high market share and low market growth, and the top right square has high market share and a high market growth potential. Right, so where do we start? Let's start with those horrible singing fish statues, shall we? Now, not many people have been buying them, for obvious reasons, of course. And the chances are they're not going to sell very well in the future. They have a low market share because nobody wants a singing fish statue for their garden. You can't blame them, really, can you? They also have low market growth because no one is going to want a singing fish statue in their garden in the future. This means this product will be classed as a dog and goes in the bottom left square of your Boston Matrix. Now, a product classed as a dog can be improved and make a lot of money for a company, but it is going to take a lot of work and capital in order to turn it into a success story. It may be easier for your business to give up on the dog, or at least just sell out of them so you at least get some revenue back. Now, the singing fish statues have nothing on your classical garden gnome collection you have been selling year after year. The garden gnome collection you sell is your best seller, bringing in loads of revenue year after year after year, and without it, you'd be in a lot of trouble as your business heavily relies on sales of it to survive. This product can be classed as a cash cow. And this goes in the bottom right square of your Boston Matrix table. It has a high market share, as you sell many of them, and no other rival gardening shop can keep up with your sales. Hooray! Ah, however, because so many people own your classic gardening gnome collection, you're slowly losing interest on it from other customers, as they already own them. See, your market is limited now, because so many people already have it. So it turns out that you have low market growth potential. You simply can't push the product any further. So what goes into those top two boxes, you ask, on the top of your Boston Matrix table? At the top right, you have products known as stars. These products have high market share and also a high market growth. As you sit back in your manager's chair, you look over the financial sheets and you notice that one of your products you've started to stock earlier this year, the golden leaf blower with a confetti cannon mode attached to it, is selling well week after week. Your golden leaf blower has loads of market share as it knocks out every other leaf blower in existence. Customers are always raving about the confetti mode and how helpful it is when they enter the autumn season. However, as your garden golden leaf blower is still relatively new, it still has high market growth potential, meaning that you're going to need to put in a lot of hard work in order to promote it. By focusing your marketing on the leaf blower, you'll eventually be able to turn it into a cash cow, a product which will generate revenue for your business year after year, like your gardening gnome collection. Make sure you don't let this opportunity pass you by. And finally, in the top left corner, you begin to think which of your products are classed as a question mark. You see, these products, you know, they're not really making your garden shop any revenue. But, unlike the dogs, they have the potential to become successful. Maybe even become a star and then a cash cow. You take a look at your inventory and notice your new Gardeners Pro X500 ride-on lawnmower. Not many people even know it exists, really. But you know, from attending gardening shows, that this product could become big in the future, which, obviously, is going to make you a lot of revenue. Obviously, like stars, you're going to need to invest a lot of time here and capital in order to ensure that the question mark product becomes a star and then a success. And that's the end of the scenario. How was it? Did you draw out the Boston Matrix whilst we went through the scenario for you? If you're still confused about the Boston Matrix, try listening again whilst drawing it out in front of you. It might help. What we didn't mention in our story was that the products can move all over the Boston Matrix table, depending on what a business does with them. Whilst our Gardeners Pro X500 ride-on lawnmower has the potential to become a star and then a cash cow, with incorrect marketing strategy, it can actually end up to be a dog. This would generate very little revenue for our business, which, you know, you don't want it. We hope you've enjoyed our pilot episode of a Studdy Buddy podcast. As we said at the start, we're trying to see if you guys think that a revision like this would be more helpful than some of the textbooks and advice you get at school. Of course, if you like these podcasts, we will start doing more subjects and covering more topics. Let us know in the comments and make sure you rate us on iTunes so we can decide if we should try and turn our product into a star, then a cash cow. Thanks for listening and good luck with your studies.